Sister Spade here. Don't touch that dial. We have already discussed knowing of our living imam, your imam, versus getting to know your imam and who he is. But to truly know your imam, or anyone for that matter, you have to actually establish a relationship with them. Allah and the imams have given us many methods, many means by which we can do this. In order to establish a relationship, you need regular interaction, sharing your ups and downs of life, building and working towards the relationship, and of course, your visitations and the pledges of allegiance for the imam on his day. And perhaps you recite Dua Nutba on Friday, where you lament that in his absence, that he's not here, because you want to see his face and feel his light, because he has been hidden behind the clouds for too long. Or perhaps you recite the Dua Ahad in the morning, where you promise to support him and turn against his enemies and the enemies of his family and of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they try to shut him down. And learning more about the imam, knowing more, as a part of your life goal, understanding that at this time, that is every Shia's mission. And knowing through your daily ziyarat ashra visitation with him, that whatever you do wrong, he will help you to correct it. And telling him regularly that you stand with him and those who are with him, not those who stand against him. And let this be the way for him to guide you to serve him correctly. And also that you will not let him down when he does reappear after his long absence, and that you will support him. This is the active and dynamic relationship with the imam that we should all be working to achieve. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.